Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning.
Let's go.
On Mix 94.1.
Night. Natasha Bedingfield is on the phone. Hi, Natasha.
Hi. Hello.
How are you doing? We are great. How are you? Belated happy birthday to you.
Thank you. I'm doing great. I'm excited. I can't believe it.
Coming out to Las Vegas, you've been here so many times before. You were actually just out here recently. Are you the kind of person that gets in and gets out, or do you actually spend some time and enjoy some of the entertainment out here?
I love, the Vegas has great food and there's a lot of great shows as well. So sometimes I'll go see a great show, for sure. Like, you know, a magician or something like that. But the love show is amazing. You know, the Cirque du Soleil love show, is that still there? That was really cool.
The Beatles one? Yes, it is so good. You have been, you took a little hiatus. It was a little, meaning like 9 years you took it off. But your music, it's just... You keep hearing it because it's that good. You're such a talented singer and songwriter. Looking back on your career, though, what do you think is, what is the worst advice that someone ever gave you, maybe when you were breaking into the business? Do you look back and think...
That's such a good question. That really is good. I'll tell you what the worst advice is. It's that when you're really young and you start on the industry, your managers and all the people around you, they're like, I'll protect you. Just give me, like, they'll just be like, if anyone talks to you, meet anyone, they're like, just give me the number and I'll look after them for you. I'll protect you from people. And what happens is you give them all your numbers, you know, anyone you meet. And then when you leave that manager, they never give you those numbers back.
Oh.
So, it's just this feeling of like, they're protecting me, they're looking after you. And a lot of times those people are actually kind of like keeping you from, they could be keeping you from the family. They don't like anyone coming in who will like come with different advice. They kind of, in a way, instead of shielding you, they can kind of put a distance between you and people who could be really good advisors.
That's really interesting.
My advice to any new artist is just make sure you keep your own Rolodex. Definitely share it with your managers, but keep those numbers because relationship is everything. And it's just really great to be able to pick up the phone and call anybody. And it doesn't even have to be someone in the industry. Like, you know, to have a number of a judge in a, you know, in a state, in another state or whatever, you know, I think I met you before, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we met a couple of times.
Yeah. And then I didn't take your number. What was that all about?
I know.
I read your name and I was like, oh, we talked before, we've met, but I didn't take your number. Like, what's that all about? It's ridiculous, but it's all about relationships.
Absolutely. You said that you don't want to pick up the phone and ask for advice maybe from other artists and stuff. Is there another artist that you look to as kind of an advisor or that gives you really good advice that you know you can depend on?
Yeah. Carly Simon. She's like my fairy godmother, and she will give me amazing advice. Like, you know, she's like, when you go into a meeting, sit up straight and, you know, look someone in the eye and ask them for help. And I have a lot of people like that nowadays. This is where I'm at now. I really have some great core people who, another person I really look up to is Brandy.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah. You know, there's just people that I respect, you know. That's the other thing I say to do is just look at people who are in the lane that you want to be.
It's going to be a lot of fun, Not So Silent Night. And I have a little gift for you that I'm going to bring you without giving too much away, just because I know you're into them. And JC and I have gotten into them as crystals, and that you carry crystals. And so I'm hoping that the crystals that I'm going to bring you, you don't have. Or if you do, maybe it'll just bring you other like good vibes.
But
do you have a specific crystal that you like or that you carry, and why do you carry it with you?
I have a jasper. It's like a red jasper, and I like it because it's art. It's an art one. It's a kind of heart and art creativity one, and I love it. I feel like I can hear them singing sometimes.
That's really it's fascinating the difference they make. One I like, it's called Lodalite, and it just helps with your overall health and immunity. And cool. I feel like I don't get sick whenever I wear
that. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they probably will find science that actually shows that backs them up at some point. Like, they haven't found it out yet. So just because they can't measure it doesn't mean it's not real. But I feel like they're like batteries that get charged up. You know,
keep him out in the sun or out in the moon. Also, I wanted to ask, you had brought him up a little bit earlier, your son, Solomon. How is he doing?
So I've actually been in the hospital with him, but he's doing really, really well right now.
Yeah, we saw that you posted about him on your Instagram, and we just are sending you our love.
Yeah, I had to cancel. I was doing Macy's Day Parade, and I had to cancel it.
Yeah.
So basically, he just had like an infection in his brain.
Oh my goodness.
But he's doing good now.
Okay, good. You know what? That's sometimes it's hard. It's just as a parent. It's so, I have two daughters, and that just made my heart drop. So I am so sorry you're going through that.
Because you have to just trust people, but you can really just feel like powerless, you know?
Yes.
You have to do whatever you can. But what I'm seeing is that I just feel connected to so many people, so many parents, and everyone goes through that, and there's nothing that people wouldn't do for their kids.
An army of fans and friends behind you that are all sending out good vibes. Natasha, you know what? Gonna let you go because you need to focus on what you've got going there. Love you so much.
He's actually completely recovering and running around the halls and doing really well. But I feel like he's well enough for me to do a quick trip to Vegas.
That's great. And you know what? When they start like running around and stuff, you know things are on the right track. So
yeah, exactly.
We can't wait to see you. I want to give you a big giant hug, and she is going to be Not So Silent Night. Natasha Bedingfield, thank you so much for your time. Sending you all our love.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
More of Mercedes in the Morning next on Mix 94.1.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!